And Barbara Bradley Haggerty joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much for these intriguing stories all week long. They come from a year of research for your book called Fingerprints of God. In this series, you tick through a number of questions, and I'm wondering what you take now from all the scientists that you've talked to and their conclusions on this question of whether science can explain or at least shed light on God.
Science can't prove or disprove God. That's one thing that I concluded at the end of this. But there was something that I saw in interviewing dozens of scientists, and that is that this science of spirituality is kind of like a Rorschach test, that you can look at the evidence and come to opposite conclusions. So, for example, someone who's a materialist can say, you know, spiritual experience is just brain chemistry. It's firings in the temporal lobe. It's all explainable by material means. Someone else can look at that evidence and say, you know what? We are wired to be able to connect with the divine. The brain chemistry is a reflection of an encounter. Say you're eating a piece of apple pie. As you lift the fork to your mouth, the parts of your brain that mediate smell are fired. The parts of your brain that mediate memory are fired as you think about the last time you ate a piece of pie. Does that mean that there's no apple pie? And scientists who believe in God say, no, the brain activity is a reflection of an encounter, of a reality that we may not be able to see, but is real.
It seems like in asking the questions, with each question, it's like new doors open, new portals, new questions.
That's absolutely right. I mean, this I could have taken about 10 more years to research this book. One of the great pleasures was interviewing people who had spiritual experiences, not just a scientist. I talked to Jews, I talked to Christians, I talked to Buddhists, I talked to Muslims, I talked to people who were spiritual but not religious. And one of the interesting things is what they described as spiritual experience was basically the same thing. An encounter with light, an encounter with love, often an out-of-body experience. And what that told me, Michelle, is that spiritual experience is spiritual experience. It's a human phenomenon, and in fact, it may be divine.
Well, thank you again for this series, Barb.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty, author of Fingerprints of God, The Search for the Science of Spirituality. And you can hear all of Barb's stories in this series at our website. That's at npr.org.